Hey, welcome. This lesson is called Pitch Envelope Aggression Design for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. It's an intermediate level walkthrough that shows you how to use short pitch envelopes to create punch, snap, and aggressive bite in both drums and bass, while keeping your low end clean. I'll give you device chains, concrete settings, mixing tips, arrangement ideas, and a short practice exercise so you can try this right away. Let's go. First, quick overview of the goal. You want fast pitch drops or bumps that give kick and bass transients punch. You want short chirps and barks for bass stabs in the drop. You want to layer and route so the sub remains solid, while the mid and high frequencies get the aggression. And you want macro control, so you can morph envelope aggression across an arrangement. Everything I describe uses Ableton stock devices, operator, simpler or sampler, drum rack, instrument rack, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, frequency shifter, and redux. Now let's build a 4-bar DNB loop and I'll walk you through drums first, then bass, and then routing, macros, and arrangement ideas. Setup. Create a new live set. Put your kick and snare into a drum rack, one cell each. Use a clean DNB kick with a solid low end and a bright snare sample. Keep your project at the DNB tempo you prefer, 170 to 176 plus or minus. Kick design. We want a short, downward pitch sweep to give the transient extra thump. If you have sampler, load the kick there and enable the pitch envelope. Set the envelope amount to something like negative 24 semitones to start. Set attack to 0 milliseconds, decay between 30 and 70 milliseconds. Try around 45 ms as a starting point. Sustain at 0%, release very short. Turn key tracking off so the pitch drop is the same on every hit. After sampler, add an EQ8 and high pass gently only if necessary to around 30 Hz, then a saturator with a couple of dB of drive and soft clip engaged, then a glue compressor set to fast attack and a medium release. If you don't have a pitch envelope in Simpler, quickly automate transpose on the audio clip with a fast drop that decays in 30 to 80 ms. The result should be a tiny bark before the body of the kick. That click makes the kick punch through. Snare. Use a small pitch envelope, much more subtle than the kick. Set amount to something like negative 2 to negative 6 semitones and decay around 40 to 120 milliseconds with zero sustain. Add a transient emphasis using a fast compressor or a transient shaper, then a little saturation to bring out harmonics. For more control, duplicate the snare to a parallel chain, high pass the duplicate at around 200 Hz and use that for the snap while keeping the original for body. Bass design. This is the most important part. We build a two-chain instrument rack. One chain is the SUB. The other is the bite layer that gets the pitch envelope aggression. On the SUB chain, use operator with a sine or triangle wave. Keep it pure. No big filters. Just a low pass if you need to cap it around 120 to 200 Hz with resonance low. Set volume for headroom. You want this to be stable and monophonic so your low end stays solid. On the bite chain, use operator or sampler with a richer waveform. Use two slightly detuned oscillators for width. Detune in the range of plus or minus 5 to 20 cents. Enable operator's pitch envelope and set attack to 0, decay in the 40 to 120 ms range. Try 70 ms to start, sustain 0, and release short. For amount, experiment with plus 12 to plus 24 semitones for an up chirp, or negative 12 to negative 24 semitones for a downward bark. Try both and trust your ears. Then high pass this chain so it doesn't fight the sub. Cut everything below 120 to 200 Hz. Add saturator with a few dB of drive, notch any muddy low mids around 200 to 400 Hz, and consider a small frequency shifter on higher frequencies for roughness. Mapping macros. Put the instrument rack into map mode and map the bite pitch envelope amount to macro 1 labeled bite amount. Map the pitch envelope decay to macro 2 labeled bite decay. Map the chain volumes or sub-chain level to macro 3 labeled sub-level. Limit the macro ranges so they're sensible. Bite amount from 0 to plus 24 semitones, for example. This gives you a single set of controls to transition from restrain to full-on aggression across your arrangement. Grit and texture. For a dirtier tone, add redux on the bite chain with settings in the neighborhood of 6 to 12 bits and a sample rate reduction around 8 to 16 kHz to taste. A parallel distortion path also works. Duplicate the bite chain, crush it with heavy saturator and EQ for highs and blend back in. Groove and pattern. Program a 16th note rolling bass line with ghost notes and velocity variation. For arrangement dynamics, push the bite amount macro up to max on the downbeat of a bar for a full hit. then pull it back on subsequent notes, so the roll sits. Use sidechain compression on both SUB and byte routed to the kick with a fast attack and medium release to keep the low end clean. Common mistakes I see. Don't pitch modulate your sublayer. Large pitch envelopes on a sign create phase problems and mud. Keep pitch modulation on the mid and high layers only. Keep decays short. Long decays make notes sound unstable. Always high pass the aggressive layer so it doesn't steal the sub. If your synth retriggers or behaves weirdly, check key tracking and retrigger settings. And do a mono check. Wideness and detune can destroy punch when summed to mono. A few pro tips to level up. Think in rolls, not devices. Treat transient byte as a separate sonic roll from low frequency weight. This makes processing decisions obvious. When dialing envelope times, use your ears at 1x and a 2x or 4x tempo. Speeding up the project makes very fast transients easier to hear. Small asymmetry sells aggression. Detune an oscillator by 7 to 15 cents and offset a second pitch envelope by 5 to 12 ms. Use logarithmic automation curves for byte amount so the fall off sounds snappier than a straight linear fade. Advanced variations. This audio version is shortened for playback.